Da-da-da-da-da. Hello and good evening, everyone. Welcome to Bedtime Stories with Thompson. Now we're having a reading of A Tale of Two Cities by Charles Dickens. And we'll start off with the introduction. Charles Dickens was born in England in 1812, the second of eight children of a debt-ridden government clerk. Because his family had handled their money poorly, young Charles was sent to work in a London factory at the age of 10. This experience upset him so greatly and left such an impression on him that he later created poor, suffering people as the heroes of many of his novels and cruel, selfish, rich ones as the villains. An unexpected small legacy permitted Charles to break free of the slave factory and return to school. He became a newspaper reporter, a job which helped him to observe people and to create scenes that live in his readers' memories. With the appearance of the Pickwick Papers in 1836 and 1837, Charles Dickens, at age 24, became the most popular novelist in England. This popularity increased with the publication of David Copperfield, Oliver Twist, A Christmas Carol, Great Expectations, and A Tale of Two Cities. Dickens had a keen interest in politics and in improving social conditions. He used this interest to weave the exciting characters and events in France and in England that led up to the French Revolution in his historical novel, A Tale of Two Cities. Much of Charles Dickens' life was spent writing, editing, touring to read his novels, and promoting many charities to help the poor. He was active in all this work until his death in 1870. And that is the end of our introduction. Although a synopsis, A Tale of Two Cities, a time of terror and treason, a time of starving, oppressed people rising in revolt against an unconcerned aristocracy, a time when two cities, London and Paris, were caught up in this frenzy and hatred. Into this setting, Charles Dickens introduces his memorable characters whose lives become excitingly intertwined. Dr. Alexander Manette, the long-suffering prisoner in the Bastille, Lucy, his devoted daughter, Madame Defarge, the vengeful Frenchwoman knitting her patterns of death, Charles Darnay, the one-time aristocrat with compassion for the poor peasants, and Sidney Carton, the heroic failure who sacrifices his life for the happiness of the woman he loves. In the shadow of the terrible guillotine, these characters live an unforgettable tale of two cities. When we come back, Chapter 1.